Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Now, Who's Talking is on Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, Wahoos, and welcome, ACC fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host, Jim Hobgood, ready for a big show. Cavaliers pulled away from the Hokies last Thursday night for a big 16-point win in the Castle. And then they followed it up with a solid, almost workmanlike 14-point win over Boston College at JPJ on Saturday. The Hoos are now 4-2 in the conference. The Cavaliers were orange hot in the first half at Blacksburg as Joe Harris and Evan Nolte made some three balls, and eventually the team just kept attacking the basket and pulled away. On Saturday, the Wahoos hooked, banked, dunked, stole the ball, blocked shots, everything they needed to do to beat a feisty Eagles team. And I want to commend Steve Marino, UVA golfer, on the making his comeback this past weekend in the PGA Tour. And I'm trying to find his final score right now. But he was minus eight yesterday down there at Torrey Pines. And let's see here. Where is he? Oh, I think he faded. He looks like he faded. Tag on it.
Did he have an injury?
Yeah, he came back from a meniscus tear, which in golf is pretty serious stuff. And he was wearing his V-Saber shirt on Sunday and got a lot of FaceTime. And he kept putting himself in some tough positions. But I just congratulate him on making a good comeback and getting back out on the tour. And he was competitive.
Tied 14th.
Yeah, I finished 14.
Saw him Sunday in the third round on 18. He missed about a 2-foot putt. Looked a lot like Hobbo on that putt.
That was the 18th hole.
Yeah.
That was a result of the previous two holes. He was frustrated, but I commend him for being competitive.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and hopefully this is a good sign for him having a comeback year this year.
Absolutely, we hope to bring him back. He was on our show a couple years ago, the week prior
to the Masters.
To the Masters, which was so cool because that was his first Masters he played in. Anyway, National Signing Day is right around the corner, and we'll be beating that drum heavily with Chris Horn will be here talking with us, previewing signing day next Monday night. And a lot of talk still about Virginia finding another commitment. So a lot of changes going on right now in that world. How about?
Yeah, we better find some players because the schedule's getting tougher. We'll have more about that as we go on here.
Maybe we can schedule Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right. Well, they may not be as good as Oregon, the way things are going here. At any rate, this is Hobbo. We're delighted you've joined us tonight. We got former UVA quarterback Chip Mark. Matter of fact, he's already on the line holding. So we're going to talk a little bit of football here in the first segment, even though it's basketball season. As Frank has taught me over these last 4 years, football's never out of season. At any rate, and as we've talked about already, Oregon, big news today, is going to fill the home schedule opening, I guess, that was left void by Penn State, but that'll be September 7th at Scott Stadium, second game of the year, eight home games in football this year.
That's eight.
Eight.
It's never happened before.
Right. So what the heck? We used to only play nine or ten games. Now we got eight home games.
Eight home games.
But anyway, right. And then big news, second half hour tonight, UVA head baseball coach Brian O'Connor will be joining us. Friday, of course, is the big event in Charlottesville, the step up to the plate. Fundraiser for the baseball team. So excited tonight to have Chip and Brian O'Connor with us. And now Chris Sill, who arrived moments ago, just in the nick of time, will tell you how to follow the show.
I'm always on time. All right. Who's Talking? We're streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. So go ahead and post comments on Facebook. Reach out to us. Call in. It's 345-0910 if you want to bother Jim or Frank or if you have a question for Chip or Brian. Please call in. Your comments are welcome.
You know, as you guys alluded to, we'll go to Chip in a minute. Just a quick basketball note, as Frank said, two really impressive wins last week. That was only our fifth win ever at Castle Coliseum. Now, I realize we didn't play there for about 25 years, but still, three in a row, Tony Bennett has won three straight games at Castle Coliseum, so a great road victory down there. And then the thing that really impressed me about Boston College, Virginia was not shooting the ball well. They were able to change their mode of attack. They really attacked the rim inside with Justin Anderson and Akeel Mitchell.
And the young players are emerging, baby.
And that's going to make the Nolte, Toby Anderson, is cause for real excitement in Charlottesville. But more about basketball as the show goes on. Do you want to introduce our friend Chip?
Well, Chip was a former quarterback at Woodbury Forest, and he matriculated at the university in the mid-70s, and he played under head football coach Dick Beswick. I believe he lettered, was it 76 and 77?
77 and 78, I think.
77 and 78. Tall, good-looking thrower. Remember his good character guy, and the son of a former UVA football coach. And
also, Joe Mark also worked for what was then VSAF.
VSAF in the old days, Virginia right. Student Aid Foundation, which everyone knows here, the VAF today, the new name, have been involved with us from the very beginning as one of our major sponsors. And so we're delighted to have Chip on the show tonight. Chip, you there?
I am. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you. We know that you know quite a bit about the football program historically, and we are just, on some level, a little blown away by this news at how quickly this whole thing came together to have Oregon coming to Scott Stadium in early September and eight home games and all this, and we've already got Brigham Young on the schedule, and holy cow, what do you make of all this?
Well, I like it. I think the players like it. I know the coaching staff will feel challenged. You know, Oregon, obviously, they've got a great program, and they run that spread offense. And I was just sort of glancing at the schedule. I guess we've got, Oregon runs the spread. Clemson runs the spread. North Carolina now runs the spread. I mean, there may be a couple other teams that were playing that run that. So
we're going to need 10 defensive backs, right?
You know, I was thinking about the implications. You know, the offenses in college football are so far ahead of the defenses, at least right now. You're seeing tons of points scored. Games are played in a hurry, particularly offensively. And I really think what that means for defense, I think, is you're going to have to play a lot of people. So, you know, you might be thinking that, and most of the times you look at your defense and go, who are our best 11? Well, you might be thinking more like the offense thinks, and that is, let's play 22, let's keep them fresh, and let's give a lot of people a chance to play. I mean, you've got to develop that depth, and Coach Tenuta is going to have to bring in his style of defense and teach it this spring and all, but you know, it changes your thinking because the offenses are just dictating the tempo and the defense is on the field a lot. So you either have to control the football or you're going to have to play a lot of people, and you might have to rethink your use of timeouts. I mean, most of the timeouts are called offensively, but maybe that needs to change. Maybe two-thirds of your timeouts need to be defensive-oriented. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, eight home games, it's great for our fans. You know, if I'm within driving distance, I live down in Charleston, South Carolina now, but I would be loading up on tickets. That's a great home schedule, and the fans can really make a difference, I believe, in the type of season the team has. So I encourage everybody to get their tickets and buy a lot of them. And nobody told me to say that. I'm just saying that.
Well, we appreciate it anyway. We're visiting with former UVA quarterback Chip Mark. Chip, this is Habbo. You talk about making a difference. Talk a little bit about the new coaches. I don't know if you have any knowledge or experience with them. I guess Coach Tenuta came after you, right? You didn't have any overlap with him as a player?
Well, no, yeah, John and I played together. He was a safety on two teams that I played on.
Oh, good,
and,
okay.
Yeah, and John is very, very good in my view. He's technically extremely competent. He's a smart guy. He's been calling defenses since he's been a player. And players love playing with him. Coaches, and players love playing for him now as a coach. And he's been a lot of big places. He's not afraid to go into a big-time stadium and win. And he'll convince the players that, too. And I think that our defense will have an edge to it that maybe we may or may not have had last year. I didn't see enough games to make a statement like that. I know Coach Reed's a fine coach. But Tenuta believes. I mean, he was on that team that went down to Athens in, I think it was 79, and we put it on Georgia 31-0 between the hedges. He was also on that team that went into Knoxville in front of 100,000, and we put it on Tennessee. So, you know, he's not afraid to win big games, and the players are going to love that guy. And the recruits are going to love playing for that guy because he's a conduit to the NFL. He can evaluate talent. He can coach them up. And he's an excellent communicator. So I'm strong on Tenuta. And Coach O'Brien, you know, he's sort of the closest thing to a George Welsh you can get on your staff. And there's like four head coaches on that staff. You got Lazor, you got Tenuta, you got O'Brien, of course, Coach London, who's won a national championship. And so O'Brien won like 3 or 4 games his last 3 years at NC State. I mean, to me, it was laughable they dismissed him. He's an incredibly good coach.
I think NC State will regret this for years.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, that AD basically ran Maryland into the ground. All she knows how to do is fire coaches, it sounds like. She's done the same thing at NC State. I know they've got a good basketball guy. And, you know, I'm not an athletic director, but it's easy to fire people. But, you know, I think Coach O'Brien is an outstanding coach. His record reflects that. He can evaluate talent. He'll be a plus to that staff.
Well, I think the nice thing about Coach O'Brien is he didn't really have to do this. I mean, I think he's there by choice, obviously. He could have ridden off into the sunset, so I think that's a positive for UVA football.
Excellent point. I think Coach O'Brien could probably tell you he went to the academy. You know, he coached a number of years at Virginia. Boston College is a fine school, as is NC State. And he's been around, you know, I think a lot of strong student athletes. He likes the game. He likes coaching that type of kid. He's very familiar with the Big East, which the ACC, of course, is taking a lot of schools that are former Big East.
You know, that's an excellent thought. It had not occurred to me, but that's a very valid point. He knows Pitt and Syracuse. I mean, holy moly, he saw them all the time. On top of that, he beat Virginia Tech back in the day a couple of times in some big games.
Pitt and Syracuse, so we now consider Virginia Tech, Miami, and Boston College ACC schools.
That's right.
Louisville, Notre Dame. It's really the Big East via the ACC these days.
Yeah, they've changed the makeup of the conference. Of course, college football has changed a bunch with the conference realignments and all, but you know, Coach O'Brien's been in all those stadiums. He's taken teams there. He's won there. I like Coach London. I think he's got last year was not a great year for us, but you know, I think that was an aberration. I think we got a tough schedule. We've got a staff upgrade, it sounds like. And you know, the big thing for me is I watched that team play last year. We sort of beat ourselves with special teams. And I think if you look at, probably watch the season in the rearview mirror, you would say, man, if our special teams had played better here or there, we
probably would have had 3 more wins.
Yeah, at least 3. I mean, it drives you crazy to watch that stuff because it's all self-inflicted most of the time. So I think we've got a nice new special team coach. I don't know too much about him, but that needs to be focused on, I believe. And I think, obviously, we've got a guy committed to do that. So,
and I think he's already been there like 2 weeks, right? You know, so he's outlasted his predecessor.
Well, you know,
yeah, exactly.
What's even more laughable is he actually coached the predecessor.
There you are.
Oh, he did.
He coached Jeff Banks, which is the irony is, well, if we can't get Banks, let's go get the guy that coached him.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell you, I like Marcus Higgins, too. I think he'll be a good receivers coach. I mean, he played in the NFL. He was a former QB. He knows about the communication piece with receivers. And he's got what I think are pretty nice-looking group of receivers. So I think with Coach O'Brien working the tight ends and Coach Higgins working our outside receivers, should be fun to watch.
Hey, Chip, can you hang with us through the break, and when we get on the other side, maybe we ask you a quick quarterback question since you're a quarterback, and then let you go. But at any rate, we're visiting with former UVA quarterback Chip Mark. Stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.